I'm Rona Tarrant. A Catholic archbishop in Australia has been given a maximum sentence of 12 months in detention for concealing child sexual abuse in the 1970s. Archbishop of Adelaide Philip Wilson is the most senior Catholic to be convicted of the crime. He was found guilty by a court last month of covering up abuse by a paedophile priest in New South Wales. On Tuesday, the court ordered Wilson to be assessed for home detention, meaning he will probably avoid jail. A federal court in Washington, D.C. has said the Trump administration may not arbitrarily detain asylum seekers who are fleeing persecution in their home countries. The ruling is a rebuke of the administration's policy of holding applicants pending immigration proceedings. The lead plaintiff in the case was a teacher from Haiti who'd been confined in Ohio for more than a year and a half after fleeing persecution. The plaintiff was twice granted asylum in the US but remained in detention as the US appealed the ruling. In Thailand, the army has said 12 boys and their football coach trapped in a cave are alive but will need to learn to dive or wait months for flooding to recede before they can get out. The group had been missing for 9 days before they were found by divers late on Monday. Rescuers are battling rising water to bring more supplies to the group. The army has said they may need to have food sent in for at least the next 4 months. An agreement has been reached between German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Interior Minister Horst Seehofer, defusing a row over migration that had threatened to bring down the government. Seehofer said an agreement was now in place to stop illegal immigration at the German-Austrian border and take national measures to limit migrant arrivals. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.